اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. We are proud of all our infallible imams, peace be upon them, and devoted to following them. We are honored that all of our infallible imams, peace be upon them, who suffered in prisons and exiles, finally became martyrs as a result of attempting to eradicate oppressive governments and taghuts of their own time in order to raise the status of Islam and to implement the teaching of Holy Quran, who of those aspects is to establish a just government. Today we are honored that we are determined to implement the concepts of glorious Quran and those of traditions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers and supplications. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that at any rate, there are unprecedented subtleties in these holy prayers. Heed them well, they can make men move. Now, in this part of his speech, he is talking about the importance of the prayers and supplications. For example, we have special prayers and supplications for the night of Friday, like Dua-i Kumail. We have Munajat Sha'baniya, which we recite in the month of Sha'ban. There are prayers or supplications in the month of Ramadan. There are other prayers like the day of Arafah when we read the dua which was read, recited by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So Imam Khomeini is talking about the importance of all these supplications, these prayers, that he said that they have unprecedented subtleties in them. We need to be aware of those. That's why he said, heed them well. Don't be heedless. We need to have the awareness of those things, the points which are said in there. And these are those points which can make a man move.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
When we refer to the book which is known as Sahifa Sajjadiya, which is the supplication and prayer book of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, when we look at that, there are many things that motivate men to move forward, that gives hope to the men, that tells us which way we need to follow, that guides us where we need to go. Therefore, it is necessary that when we are saying the prayers or the supplications, we know what do they mean. Generally, we have seen that people are mostly like they're after reciting or reading the prayers or supplications in the Arabic language because it's been narrated in the books the same way. But it is also necessary to know the meaning of what we are saying. Yes, it is right. We need to read it in Arabic. Its meaning or what it aims to say that can be said perfectly in Arabic. But if we know the meaning, we can get closer to the things. Because when we know the meaning, we know what we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are talking to Allah, how we are talking and what are we saying. So we do understand what we want. And therefore, we need to pay attention to the prayers and the supplications, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.